Hey everybody, this is Jick, and this is the 120 minutes of, actually probably 60 minutes plus a bunch of songs of Jick being excited about stuff, and Mr. Skullhead in distant lands and conspicuously absent from the broadcast. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on, and it's cool. We're right now... about an hour ago, I moved all the forum data over to the new forum server, and it's looking like that is slowly coming back up for people. It's a matter of everything's over there and everything's working. It's just a matter of the DNS records getting passed out to everyone and everyone not passing out because of how fast the new forum server is. Actually, this will be interesting to see if there's any difference in the forums and the speed of the forums at all. Because I don't have any sense of... I mean, the forums are never particularly laggy. Like, they're bad when there's, like, a million people on, like there will be during the long rollover tonight, so that's actually a pretty reasonable way to stress test this. Cool. So, yeah, long rollover tonight because the guy who is setting up the servers finished setting up the database servers about 15 minutes ago. So now it is possible for us to migrate stuff over to the new servers and to get stuff tested. We just need some data to actually test it on. So that is going to be fun. But what I gotta do is I gotta clean up the database a little bit, which is what I tried to do last time when I accidentally dropped the entire database, but I'm gonna make Hot Stuff stand over my shoulder while I'm doing this, and I'm gonna make him actually click all the confirmation buttons just to be absolutely certain that they're actually red. And you think I'm joking, but I'm absolutely not. Believe me, I'm as nervous as you guys are once I actually get under the hood of this shit these days. So what else we got? Yeah, that's exciting because the ball is back in our court at this point. We're not just waiting for the server guy to set stuff up. We're actually going to, we're going to be able to work on it. And I don't have a good sense of how long, well, first of all, more immediately important, I don't have a good sense of how long rollover is going to be because I don't know how long it's going to take me to get this stuff pared down, and I don't know how long it's going to take me to actually compress and collect the data into a file that I can transfer across. In transferring the forum stuff today, we were able to kind of gather some data about transferring stuff between here and the new servers, and it isn't particularly fast. So I suspect that once I get these tar files made, it is probably going to take 7 or 8 hours to transfer it across, so we may not actually be able to do anything fun tonight, but still. yeah, so those will go across, and then it'll just be a matter of me messing around. There's also some other stuff coming out at Rollover tonight that's a big secret, and I can't tell you about, but I can tell you that it's completely finished. No way did we, like, run out of time and half-ass it, or only do part of what we were going to do and decide that the event would be serialized instead of one big thing. Not even a little bit. Let's see. There's a lot of stuff going on all at the same time. There's a lot of good news. Hot Stuff has been tearing through the what's-it, the item restoration stuff. He's spent the last week out here chained to the desk, restoring people's items, and we're in good shape. I think right after the crash, there were like 12,000 messages. I want to say that an additional 5,000 have come in since then, and that actually might be a low estimate, but we've got it down between Zlaenia, who is actually continuing to answer messages even though she's on vacation in England, which you know, kids, that's dedication. She's an absolutely model employee. We should start a modeling agency, or a modeling clay agency, or modeling Clay Aiken. Anyway, 2,400, says Hot Stuff, is the number of messages left in the admin box. We had a little burst of progress yesterday because we found that of the remaining 7,000 messages, 3,000 of them were blank messages from the same douchebag and his two multis. So that was kind of nice, actually, because suddenly the workload looked so much smaller, even though it wasn't really any smaller. I don't know how we managed to not see those before. And then I did a query on the database hoping that there was some more of that. But the most K-mails, the most unread admin messages that we have from anyone in the game at this point is 11, which is kind of funny. And please don't send a lot of messages to make that not the case anymore, because you're just going to make us angry. One of the easiest ways to get your account deleted is to either spam me with PMs, despite the fact that I've asked you not to, or to just spam the bug report box. In case you were wondering, again, not that you should do this now if you have some sort of virtual death wish. Let's see. So, yeah, the forums should be coming up for people over the next hour or so. Some people are presently logged in. I'm able to see them. Let's see how many people are on there now. There are 93 users online, so, and then last time I checked, there were only a couple. Hey, Bette Noir's back in the forums, so that's good. She'll take care of stuff. And I think I would probably know if anything was wrong at this point. So once your computer actually knows where to find forums.kingdomofloathing.com, had there been a longer downtime, I probably would have messed with like a host file, the way that Giggs set that one up last time. There were issues with the DNS servers at the old, well, current, but soon to be old hosting company. But I figured this is quick enough. I mean, last time I did this, for me, it took about a half hour. It's been about a half hour, and it hasn't happened yet, but I think that's just vagaries of the way the DNS system works, which I just don't know. I don't understand DNS or bind at all. like to me, the internet is just a collection of elves running through fiber optic cables. So anyway, long story short, I have a ton of shit to do tonight. I'm going to a to-do wearing a ton of sheep shit. I made a dress out of sheep shit, and I'm going in drag to a to-do. What I'm probably going to do before the to-do is, I'm going to read the bugbear messages and see what I got for bugbear messages. Alright, somebody made this Quizzilla thing, which Kingdom of Loathing monster are you, which I should take. That's kind of cool. Anyway, sorry about that, kids. Yeah, so I'm probably going to take the last hour of the show and just play Bing Crosby singing Good King Wenceslas over and over and over again until it's time to hand off, or something else. Maybe a bunch of different songs, because I got stuff that I gotta work on sort of during rollover, and to make sure that the after rollover time goes as quickly as it can, but also as carefully as it can. I don't know if there's anything else just general that I need to talk about. Forum transition, regular server transition, item restoration, and that's it. Hot stuff is drunk, and some kind of waving. Oh, I don't think I want to talk about that. Yeah, you guys will be excited when the game comes back up by a couple of things. And a couple of things that are obviously the tip of an iceberg that should have all been done but isn't, because I just ran out of time. This is weird, because I really have been working more in the last few days than I have in a long, long time, but there is just so much stuff going on right now. This is why I hate the fucking holidays. It's like, somehow, even though none of this stuff has anything to do with Christmas, no, that isn't entirely true, but, like, there's just so much shit going on that I have to deal with, that, I don't know, completely swizzomped. Skuld says, Dear Jick, will the Bounty Hunter ever ask for Naga hides? He seems to want every other kind except for this most valuable of commodities. Yeah, he probably will, but he probably will when we figure out what the Bounty Hunter is going to do and make him into something a little bit more interesting. I just thought of something else that we'd been thinking about doing that would actually work out pretty well with the Bounty Hunter Hunter. That is not a bad thing that I just thought of, and that I should tell Hot Stuff about in an IM so that he remembers what is there is to remember. Let me do that, and I will hum for you. Remind me later, comma, Hot Stuff. Hearing me type, and I'll tell you what I'm talking about and what that sentence means when you tell me, but I imagine you have a reasonably good idea. Yay! This is where the magic happens! And how. I mean, this is how the magic happens. And how. Bunny Up Handler says, Jick and Scully, I want both of your opinions. Max or PC? In my opinion, Max are Tesuckzor. I don't know that Mr. Skullhead really has that much of an opinion about Max. Hot Stuff is a huge Mac evangelist. I actually have a... I use a Mac laptop because I just really like their laptops. I got sick of... I decided to buy a PC laptop, and the criterion... The only criterion that I used when I was selecting it was the size of the keyboard. And so I ended up with this giant, heavy laptop. Like, it wasn't... It's not even very nice. Like, it's not even a good enough laptop to play World of Warcraft on, which is another advantage of the new PowerBook, but... yeah, it's like big and heavy, and it won't fit in the laptop bag that I have, and it's a pain in the ass. And so, when it was time to buy a new laptop, which it is about every 3 months... Actually, that isn't true. I've had that other one for, like, a year and a half. I think I bought it last summer. So, anyway, yeah, so I bought a Mac laptop. I'd used an iBook for a long time, and I like OS X. It's very Unix-y, and there are some things that irritate me about Macs, but there are things that irritate me about Windows, too, and so, you know, it's I swing both ways. I think Hot Stuff grew up on PCs, and that's why Hot Stuff actually knows how to use computers, and is now... although watching Hot Stuff work on a Mac really convinced me that Macs were not nearly as dumbed down as I thought they were, because there's all kinds of tricks if you know them. It's possible to be a total hacksaw who uses a Mac. Let's see. Pachinkoid says, hey Jake, any chance of putting our lifetime stats somewhere on the player info page? Could you also distinguish between hard and soft core stats? I know I'm nowhere near a leader, but I'd like to have some idea of how far away from it I am. Many thanks. Yeah, I think that information is actually pretty readily available. I was thinking maybe somewhere on the Hall of Records there could be a page that gave your comparative rankings in a lot of the on a lot of the axes that the existing leaderboards look at. That's down the road. Bunny and Bandler says, on the Seal Clubber sticker skill, what if you stuck the sticker on your shirt and it would peel off during rollover? Maybe the buffs of the sticker could scale to the power of your weapon. That is something that people had suggested before, and something that people talking about a buff that lasted until rollover rather than a buff that lasted a certain amount of turns. And the reason that I kind of don't like that is unless the buffs are something... Well, okay, there's a couple things. The reason I don't like it is because I don't want it to provide more of an advantage to people who play further from rollover. Like, I don't want to actively encourage people to log on and play all of their turns immediately after rollover. Because I understand that that's always going to happen, but, you know, I'd rather see play distributed evenly throughout the day so that there aren't these giant lag spikes. Though, hopefully, you know, a week from now that'll be a thing of the past. Man, this is exciting. I'm looking forward to being able to actually work after rollover. Here lately, it's just like a couple hours where we just can't do anything. And our sleep schedules collectively have sort of worked their way back around to where we're constantly working during rollover. So it sucks that we just have to take a two-hour break and play board games or go get drunk. And then we come back and destroy the database. Yeah, the other problem with buffs that last until rollover is with PvP. If they affect PvP at all, I don't want it to be such that, you know, people who log on after rollover, people who log on right after rollover have a distinct PvP advantage, which they would. Let's see. Grayson says, any chance of an item of the month that adds 10 pound of ghoul to any familiar? It would sit rather happily on a volleyball or gravy fairy style familiar. Huh. That's interesting. Because it would... What is the... Does the ghoul give you HP and MP back at the end of the fight? Maybe it's just MP? Yeah. Crystalina says, why does the description for wind chimes suck so badly? Let's see what that is. Let's try and see what that is, but have lag screw me. What is that? A miscellaneous piece of inventory? This is a set of metal wind chimes. That doesn't suck. That you don't get it? In fact, I would say that that's one of the funniest descriptions in the game. Bob the T says, can you make a zap stuff thing in the top of the inventory page if people have a wand? No, I don't think that's a commonly used enough thing that... I mean, if it was something that you could do 50 times a day, then sure, but since it's something that, you know... At best, you're going to get a handful of uses of in a given day. I don't think it merits the real estate and the having the inventory checked to see if you own it to check whether the link should go there or not. Lex says, shouldn't the Nobgoblin King's Chamber disappear like the other one-time areas, Crypt, Nemesis, Boss Bat? What's the difference between the Nobgoblin King's Chamber and the rest of them? I mean... I'm pretty sure it works in exactly the same way that the boss bat thing. Now, the Muffin King says, every so often in the Dungeons of Doom, you should get the message, you stop, your little, and then familiar, is in the way. That's pretty funny. Vlad Shipflix Frunch says, you work up a lunge smack, you failed to hit the monster, see, Eye of the Soap doesn't work with lunge smack. Oh, okay. I think that a lot of time when people ask me things about lunge smack... I think they're talking about thrust smack, and lunge smack does not exist anymore. It's unsupported. Oh, 99 Bottles of Beer says, how come I can get into the Cola Wars? Yeah, this is something that's really creating a lot of confusion. Right, it's apparently in the Wikigasm that we come up with some narrative reason for explaining why the rift is open. I think maybe just having the council say something about it. Hey, we noticed a weird time rift in the plains. You should check it out and see if you can go get your ass kicked by things that are way too tough for you to fight. Unless you're clever. Bunny Up Andler says, what's up with the bell-shaped Crimbo cookies description text? This is a sugar cookie shaped like a bell. That's almost as bad as the Big Rock. You mean it's almost as good as the Big Rock? Anyway, so I finished the description for the bell-shaped sugar cookie earlier today, so, Race K2 is suggesting, that I play the George Bush Doesn't Care About Black People song, which I don't particularly want to. Reading. A Naked Jew says, question for Jick and Scully. What is it about Hell Ramen that makes it the only food to give you meat when you eat it? Because it's so cheap that it saves you money, is how it works. I still don't have the new forums DNS. That sucks. Grayson says, hey Jake, shame you couldn't make it to KOL London. A lot of drunken fun was had by all. I bought Scully a pint, and Zlizon joined us on a late night jaunt to an internet cafe. And I think she spoke to me from that internet cafe, and it was cool. Yeah, I hope they're having a good time. And I will make it to England this year. That is my goal. I'm on a quest to make it to England this year. Let me see. Sizzler says, would it be possible to make adding someone to your friends list require authorization from the friend? Some PvPers and rich players don't want to be stalked. No, I'd rather... I mean, they can log in silently if they do the slash Q thing. Although I don't know that that's actually documented anywhere. I guess some people know about it, but some people don't. If when you're logging in, you type your login name slash Q, it'll log on without telling everyone that you've logged on. And then it doesn't do the same thing for logging off, but if you just close the browser window instead of actually logging out, then it will, then it won't give them the notifications there. Gorblack says, were the cookies supposed to be the new content you planned for Tuesday, or is that something else entirely? Oh, you'll see. Oh, and Naked Jew asked the second question. Do you guys at Asymmetric have a Christmas or holiday or whatever party? And if so, how crazy does it get? I mean, every day is a party here at Asymmetric Publications. We haven't really existed as a... I mean, last year at Christmas, the company consisted of me and Mr. Skullhead and Zlania, and that was it. I don't think Hot Stuff... I mean, Hot Stuff was the first other person to start working for us, and I don't think... He didn't start until February or March, I don't think. Because it wasn't until after I actually went out to Boston and met him and Sandrine and all those kids that he got hired. So, no, I mean, not so far. Everyone's gone. Riff has gone home for Christmas. Xenophobe has gone home for Christmas. Hot Stuff leaves tomorrow. And I will be all by myself in this big old office, just farting and masturbating in every room, because it doesn't even matter. Not that I have any problem farting around other people, as anyone who's ever met me will attest. A Naked Jew also says, have you guys seen King Kong yet? It rocks harder than an industrial-strength rocking contraption. I saw King Kong. Me and Hot Stuff in Phoenix went to see it a couple nights ago, and I don't know. I wasn't that impressed with it. It wasn't a bad movie, to be sure, but I felt like it was a lot longer than it needed to be, and I realize that it's a classic, but I just kind of don't really like the story that much. I don't think it's all that compelling. I don't really... it's not the kind of thing that I would ever see again on purpose, I don't think. So, that's how I feel about King Kong. Let's see. Sky Piglet says, would it be possible to have a Crimbo package available at the gift shop? My idea was that it would function like an ordinary package, but be unable to be opened until Crimbo. Yeah, that's the exact idea that Riff had and put up on my board. I think that is what will go in as the recurring December holiday on the KOL calendar. I kind of don't want to mess with it now, but I figured that although that gets kind of weird, because what counts is after Christmas? It's like the whole feeding gremlins thing. Like, how early do you have to get up? I mean, let's say that the package is available for the entirety of Petember, but you can't open it until Petember 8th. Like, can you open it in June? You know? Does that count as before? I guess you could open it up until that week. I mean, up until they become available again. Like, the only time you can't open them is the 7 days prior to the day where you can open them, up until the rest of the year. Hopefully someone will send me a gift with a better sentence than that. Bunny of Handler says, you said new Crimbo stuff would roll out on Tuesday. That means the content will roll out during your show, right? Well, Rollover has rolled back far enough that it actually ends after the show, and also Rollover is not going to end tonight. I mean, not when it's supposed to. People were freaking out and panicking, because the last time Rollover was long, it was a huge cat-ass trophy, which you get for eating 227 cat-ass Alfredos. Cat gut plus fettuccine and Kanu. Eat 227 of those, you get the cat-ass trophy. Armax says, finally, Jake and I agree about a movie. Huh. We've agreed about some movies, I think. Although Armax claimed that I express my opinions like Beavis and Butthead, like everything either rules or sucks, and there's nothing in between. So maybe... just me being somewhere in between you know, liking it and not liking it makes me so much closer to any opinion that Armac has about anything that it just seems like it's the same opinion. Glebe says, who will win the Super Bowl? Presumably some football players. How many TMBG refs are there in KOL? I don't know. Lost count. Lotte Triumphant says, what is your favorite kind of Crembo cookie? I'm not a big cookie guy. I eat 2 or 3 cookies a year, probably. So I don't really have any favorites. Hinoa 4 says, are you sure the forum downtime isn't just a clever cover-up for you dropping the servers again? Pretty sure. Hey, yay, we have new forums here at my house. So that happened just now, and there are 87 users online, and I have to sneeze. All right. Believe me, that silence was better than what just happened. Ah, God, that hurt my entire head. Zestral says, is there any external access provided to the mall for outside websites getting market info? Yes, but it's closely guarded and presently only available to Coldfront, and without a very, very compelling request, I don't think that's likely to change. Coldfront, you know, Coldfront just goes above and beyond what most fan sites are willing to dedicate to it, and so they, you know, we kind of worked out the deal with them because they're more or less the official spoiler site. I don't know, I haven't looked at their other sites. Their plan was to kind of start with KOL and become like another Stratix kind of thing for different games, and I don't know to what extent they've been successful with that, but I should look into it. Clubber's Leet says, hi, Mr. Skullhead. Hi, Jake. Question. Why are you guys against having an eat multiple or drink multiple? I don't even know anymore. I've just been saying no for so long that it's like, you know. It's, just, yeah, I'm just kind of momentum is the thing. Clubber's Lead also says, would you guys consider making the buttons to take a familiar from your terrarium contain the same message? The upper button reads, take the selected familiar with you. The bottom one reads, take this one with you. Yeah, that's something I should fix. Elephant's Gerald says, it would be nice if auto attack got turned off when you ascend, although I bet just as many people would say that it would be annoying if auto attack got turned off when you ascend. So I don't know that... I don't know. Let's see. Yeah. Di Vernon says, is the ETA of the game on the new server still Christmas-ish? Yes. I think that's still pretty reasonable. BadMonkey32 asks what the IP address is for the forum so we can access before the DNS updates. It doesn't work that way on the new servers. They decided to set them up with, like... Okay, because... Basically, it used to be that the forum and image servers were the same box. You could access it by IP because the root HT docs directory was the same for both of them. But now they're actually set up as two different virtual hosts, and you can only access them by name. If you go to the IP address of the forum server, you just get like an Apache test page. And I would imagine that that is likely to happen with the live servers, too, just because of the way the guy set them up. And it's certainly better set up this way than it is the old way. It's just that it's a little annoying for this period of 2 hours. So it's I can't imagine it taking very much longer for everyone to be able to see it, because there are 106 people online now. I can see it from here under the right host name, and so it's ah, shit, I better not log off of the old forum server. I don't remember the IP address of the old one. So, if I need to clean that up so that nobody steals all of our data. Let's see. Istanbul says, please, Jake, when you say rollover will run long, do you mean half an hour long, 2 hours long, or an entire weekend, and all your stuff is gone long? Just a vague estimate would be helpful. I suspect about an hour, but I don't know. Let me look look at these questions. Olote says, the Kingdom of Loathing Certificate of Participation should be something that can be printed. That's actually kind of a funny idea. If when you clicked on it in the campground, it just gave you a pop-up that was a big drawn certificate that had your name in it that you could print out, and like a picture of your avatar. Why not? It'd be cheap. Thrarin says, oh, how is progress on the reopened Pandora's box of custom avatars going? They've been ignored completely in favor of item restoration for the time being. So, nowhere at all in the last few days. Fineldar says, I just saw the original Grinch stole Xmas, and when all the Whos stand around and sing after their presents are stolen, what is that big shiny thing that rises up? I think that is a different and brighter moon that they have on the planet where the Grinch and the Whos live. The Robot City says, the advent calendar is completely brilliant and I'm increasingly more impressed by it as time goes on. Nice work. Yeah, sorry for the little slide back into the normal. That wasn't supposed to happen, although it probably wasn't obvious that it was supposed to happen. Or wasn't supposed to happen. Ooh, hey, BadMonkey32 actually just sent me the IP address of the old forum, so I'm going to write that down. I mean, not that I wouldn't have been able to dig through everything and find it, but... Okay. I still have an SSH session open on it, so I can... It's just a matter of transferring all the data off of it so that I can delete everything. Just as backups. Count D says, hey, Jake, will you at least give the BHH a new picture? Yeah, when I change it. M. Simmons is asking for a chat command line interface to the money-making game. Which, you know, that's actually not that bad of an idea. Just slash bet 5,000. I mean, it would make it so much faster for people to piss away their meat. Which what? Oh yeah, that's a good point. Hot Stuff says which source does it default to? We could just document it. I mean, it could be something that I don't know. That's probably not something that should happen. We shouldn't make it any easier for people to develop gambling problems. Although I believe I'm going to look at this because I'm sure somebody will ask how much meat the MMG has sunk. I believe that it has slowed down. It's like 600 million now. So, yeah. Zisha's Babyloni says, hey, is there any contest today? Nah, I don't usually do contests on this. And really, I don't ever do any contests or anything on this show because we just, you know, don't. Istanbul says, will the Crackpot Mystic ever do anything but make pixel stuff for you? It's cute, but kind of limited, and we might eventually have more pixel stuff for him to make. Thrarin says, popular opinion in radio is that you should attempt to find and play a Bing Crosby / Frank Sinatra version of Hotel California. I don't even know if that exists. Same question, says Istanbul, about the pretentious artist, by the way. Neat little gimmick, but seems a bit limited. Well, yeah, but, I mean... It is possible that a lot of the minor NPCs will eventually become quest givers to some extent. I mean, as we put more and more little mini quests in, at some point I'd like for there to be a big project we do that's, you know, a bunch of little random quests, just things you can do for extra little bonuses and stuff. You know, just to kind of mitigate some of the sections of the game where there's just a lot of grinding being done, because that is not fun. Zach Bob says, do you use Firefox or IE? I prefer Firefox. How about you? I prefer IE because I have all kinds of problems with Firefox all the time. I understand intellectually why Firefox is better than IE, but it takes a long time to load, and it's, just every time I'm using Firefox and I go to a site that has, like, embedded video or Flash or anything, it just doesn't fucking work. And it's supposedly so easy to download plugins for it, but it just never works. I've never successfully gotten Java to work with Firefox. Even though, oh no, it's so much easier to get Java to work with Firefox than it is to get it to work with IE. IE is terrible, but, you know, no, it's not. It just works for me. And I probably just had bad experiences. I know Mr. Skullhead is a big Firefox guy. Fineldar says, when Mr. Skellig comes back, tell him I just found out a way to stop his cat from peeing everywhere in his house. Share it with me. My cat pees in my house, too. Although I think the cat finally stopped. I think maybe using that air cleaner actually made the house not smell like piss, which makes them not piss anymore. Assemble says, hey, Jake, I know the Cola Wars riff kicks you out once you hit level 6, but what's the minimum level to get in? 4. But if you're between level 4 and 5, the rift is open. Crazy Russian 540 says, the description for the dried face isn't much better than the ones you mentioned earlier. How could it be better than those? Forrest says, has Mr. Skullhead learned the tune to We Three Kings yet? I'm not sure when he was unaware of it. The Walrus says, how do I ask Jake questions? Exactly like this. Smackadoodle says, for some reason I'm unable to make any meat paste, meat stacks, dense meat stacks. Is it just me or should I submit a bug report? I think it's just you. Maybe you don't have any meat. Tim Drake says, a classic? It's not been out long enough to be a classic yet. What I meant was that the story of King Kong is a classic story because that movie came out 70 years ago, or however long. Yes, I would not ever call something that was still in theaters a classic. Looking at questions. Robotic Chuck Norris says, there should be a benefit for Firefox users because IE sucks ass. That's a good idea. I'm going to implement a new zone that you can only get to if you're using Firefox. And it's going to be called the incompatibility and go fuck yourself zone. Because I'm a bitter jerk. Let's see. Just happy to be here, and this is kind of strange. I received the wrong shirt twice. Sabertooth Lime instead of Sword and Martini Guy, and I even sent a note with my second order asking to make sure to send the right one, and I got another Lime one. Please check into what the hell is happening over there, as the only communication I have is a stupid automated response. Is there a real person I can write to and receive an answer? Well, there is. There is Lyenia, who, you know, does hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of orders and occasionally makes mistakes. And, you know, I apologize that order got fucked up, and it's especially goofy that it got fucked up twice in a row. The automated response is there because Zlyania is out of town right now. I mean, we are a very small operation, and we have one person. You know, we've had some sort of volunteers kind of keeping up with the packages and sending stuff out while Zly is out of town, but, you know, she's the one whose job that is, and she's, you know, she doesn't work on weekends, so people bitch about not getting a response on weekends, and she's at present on vacation, sort of, you know, representing us at the London get-together and visiting her family for Christmas, so, you know, we're not just fucking with you, if that's what you think, and like I said, I apologize, but accidents happen, you know. I don't remember ever seeing a single other report of somebody getting the wrong order, and the fact that yours happened twice, you know, it's just bad luck, and very sorry, but I know for a fact that your correct shirt went out in the mail today, so, yeah, everything should be fine. The scientist says, Jick, is there a way to make it possible to smith the petrified time with the other kits? Oh, kilts, if for no other purpose than to say, I have a time kilt. I don't get the joke, so probably not. Bet Noir says, actually, Armax says he can't wait to test the incompatibility and go fuck yourself zone. Bet Noir prefers to adventure in bitter jerkland. Yeah, well. Di Vernon says, you said before that Amplitude sucks large amounts of syphilitic horse cock. How much are we talking about here in terms of total combined footage? It's one of those things where, like, if I told you, I'd have to tell you in terms of how many times it could get to the moon and back. Count D says, you know what would be cool and a bitch to make? An RSS feed of K-mail and clan announcements. Boy, clan announcements. I mean, clan announcements, that would be hundreds and hundreds of RSS feeds, and I'm just not sure that I want people to be able to do that much stuff, you know, to create that much data transfer just by posting clan announcements, depending on how many people were listening. Tiny Plastic Jeffrey Duke says, "Hey, Jake, since the MMG was put in, how much meat has been sunk into the demon market for casino passes?" I don't know. Not that much. No more than 1 million, because even if every active player had one, it wouldn't be that much. Elephants Gerald said, "Pixel should be cyan, magenta, and yellow. I think a major change is in order, but it's the 8-bit realm, not the EGA realm." Neon Gray says, "Speaking of the crackpot mystic, how about I make as many as possible option for him?" Yeah, that's the kind of thing that should just go on Xenophobe's list of stuff to do. Let's see. 5-4 says, "Are there plans to make KOL more portable browser/WAP friendly? Although a few of us got on from a pub in KOL London, it wasn't easy to do stuff, although we did make Purple Turtle Clan." I don't know. You know, I wish there were a better way to do it. Like, I don't want to make, like, you know, portable.kingdomofloathing.com and have to rewrite every single script for tiny screens. You know, I don't know to what extent compact mode can be more compact. I doubt if the chat will ever work. You know, stuff like K-mail you can probably already do because you can just kind of scroll around sideways on it. I mean, I don't have a good sense of... See, the other thing is, like, okay, do I make it work on the Sidekick? Do I make it work on the PSP? Do I make it work on a Palm? I mean, I don't feel like there's a good enough environment in which to do it right now. And also, it's a tremendous amount of work. Lilith says, "So would you say that you code the game to be more IE friendly since you prefer it? I've noticed there are less timeouts on IE." That shouldn't be the case. I mean, everything we do, we make sure it's cross-browser compatible. I mean, and we've even got Hot Stuff and Riff over here, and actually Xenophobe bought a Mac Mini just to test stuff on even the common Mac browsers. So, I mean, it's just not going to say that you can't use the game correctly unless you use IE. But, you know, 97% of the users do use IE, or something like that. Maybe it's not 97 anymore. Istanbul says, "Firefox uses more RAM than IE. Not a big issue if you have a lot. Big issue if you have a little." Yeah, but I mean, that's just because so much of IE is built into the OS all the time. So, you know, it probably doesn't use more RAM than Internet Explorer. It's just that Internet Explorer is using that RAM whether it's running or not. Neo Vangelis says, "I don't know if I asked this yet, but any plans for more Hanakimbo content?" Not just yet. Aston says, "You mean you didn't think Lord of the Rings was a classic?" Not yet. Fineldar says, "When Mr. Skullhead kills Jezzerfly for her money after he marries her and then marries you, you will be Jick Skullhead, but what's Scully's first name?" It's Mister. Yarrick the Real Bad says, "What were the clouds like when you were young?" They were smaller than they are. They were smaller than they got when I moved to Arizona in high school. It seems like they were closer to because the humidity was higher. Sometimes, you know, there weren't. I don't remember a lot of times. What? No, I haven't heard that song. I'm just answering the question. I'm just pretending that it's a real question. What song is it? By the Horribles? By the Orb. I don't remember ever seeing really interesting clouds when I was a kid, because for the most part, in Illinois, it was either, like, overcast or clear skies. Like, there wasn't a lot of time when there were just, like, big, fluffy, pretty clouds, you know? Whereas here, you can see so far that... there are just clouds, like, somewhere around you there are probably cool-looking clouds at any given moment. So it's not nearly as overcast. Hinoa 4 says, "Who sucks the most cock, you, Darian, Lara, Amplitude?" It's actually, the thing that sucks the most cock is none of those, but it's actually Darian, Lara riding Amplitude in the back of my car. So we're just going real fast and just sucking all kinds of cock. YFNH says, "Do you think the Lord of the Rings books are classics?" Yeah, I guess. Although with books, it has to be a little older to to be a classic, I guess, just because, you know, books have been around a lot longer than movies. let's see. The bub says, do all the familiars actually get along in the terrarium? I think they should wrestle and escape and take pounds from each other if they aren't properly quarantined inside. We talked about having, you know, I wish that in the beginning, this is one of those things like taxes on mall purchases that I wish I had done. I wish familiars in your terrarium lost weight rather than you just being able to keep them. Jelly Boy says, I also had store problems, but Zly immediately remedied the situation after I got two wrong orders. She rocks. Well, maybe that does happen more often. The thing is, I mean, if you sit there and you put 100 shirts in bags, you're going to fuck a couple of them up. You know, it's just... JJ McKay says, just checking to see if you've remembered to register your copy of Sam. I'm back at the office now, so this one is still fixed and owned and stuff. I should see if I can get the registration key out of the actual registered version of the program. Raj says, what are the odds of getting the various tiny plastic figurines? Well, they're pretty high if you get some lucky surprise eggs and eat them. Daddy Fat Sack says, hey, Jake, have you ever heard of the internet game Urban Dead? Yes. Yeah, we tried to play that for a little while, and a couple of things made us never go back to it. I like the idea, and it's interesting that it is actually a multiplayer, but one thing that irritated me was that I went in as, like, a soldier class, and I went out, and I found, like, a level one zombie, and I used all of my turns for the day, slowly getting the zombie from 10 hit points to 1 hit point, and then I was done. And then I tried to make another character, but Riff and Xenophobe had also played characters, and the way that they combat multi-abuse is by only allowing you a certain number of actions performed per IP address, so we just weren't going to be able to play it, so we all quit. I'm sure that it's cool, but I didn't, it wasn't really my kind of thing. Aston says, so Mr. Skullhead's name is like Mr. Tease? Yes. Hammerman says, holy crap, I moved to Arizona from Illinois, too. Where did you come from in Illinois? Southern Illinois. A town called Flora. I was born in Effingham, and then I moved to Flora. Actually, moved to... I was born in Effingham, but my parents lived in Reinerd. And then we moved from Reinerd to Louisville before I started kindergarten. And then in junior high, we moved from Louisville to Flora. And then in between my freshman and sophomore year of high school, I moved to Prescott, Arizona, where I met Mr. Skullhead, and it turned out he lived right next door to me, which was weird. actually, right next door. There were some weird slime ball renters in a house that was right in between our houses. Yeah. Guru says, Fing-Han is a real place. It's not Fing-Han. It's weird. Grunge moved to Arizona recently, and he moved his stuff on this truck, and the trucking company was based out of Effingham, Illinois. Look it up, man. Effingham. Effingham. And the thing is, it never occurred to me that that was funny until I moved away from there and said it to somebody the first time. I don't know, man. Yeah, so I went to Effingham not too long ago. Mr. T was born Lawrence Turode on 21 May 1952, says Bad Monkey 32. let's see. Reading questions. This is working out pretty well because I'm about out of questions and I'm about ready to just start playing music and stop answering questions because I want to get to work on all the stuff that we got to work on because work. All right, man. I may check back in between songs. I don't know if this is just going to be like an hour of music because that seems like a dumb idea. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Right now I'm going to play a Canadian brass band version of Good King Wenceslas. So have fun with that.
Thank you. Cleveland, sit down. I want to sing a little song that kept me going when I had troubles. We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster. Yeah, you're gonna be okay.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. And they were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire. The clouds would catch the colors of it. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time. You don't see that. always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, it would all turn. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's it, neat. I used to look at them. You don't see that. You might still see them in the desert.
I want to be your dominated love slave. Want to be the one who takes the pain. You can spank me when I do not behave. Smack me in the forehead with a chain. I love feeling dirty. And I love feeling cheap. And I love when you hurt me. So drive them staples deep.
Good enough. kids in hand. That bear,
that's not me.
I go
where I please.
I'm not here. Looks like the real thing. Tastes like the real thing. My big plastic girl. Now I dream.
If you think that you're strong enough.
My homie Doc is right. He came by with a gang of tank ride. I ain't a fat ass jack. Oh, some bubonic chronic, you know, might make me choke. It ain't no joke.
My money on my mind. 49
straight, smoking a hit up, sipping on gin and juice. Lay back with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. 49 straight, and for that I ain't no. Sipping on gin and juice.
Better to be better. Yep. touching, holding hands in the moonlight. Once more she spoke. How much do you love me, John? She asked. He answered. How much do I love you? Count the stars in the sky. Measure the waters of the oceans with a teaspoon. Number the grains of sand on the seashore. Impossible, you say?
Wasn't a ladies' man. He just come along. But my partner is arm like that. Quick as a cat in the jungle. Clark Kent. Now there was a real gent. He would not be caught sitting around in no jungle scheme. Dumb as an ape doing nothing. Superman never made any money saving the world from Solomon Grundy. Sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Hey Bob, Sue had a straight job. Even though he could have smashed through any bank in the United States, he had the strength, but he would not. Folks said his family were all dead. Planet crumbled, but Superman, he forced himself to carry on. Get Krypton and keep going. Superman never made any money. Saving the world from Solomon Grundy. Sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Tarzan is king of the jungle and lord over all the apes. But he could hardly string together four words. I Tarzan, Eugene. Sometimes when Sue was stopping crimes, I'll bet he was tempted to just quit and turn his back on them. Join Tarzan in the forest. But he stayed in the city. Kept on changing clothes and dirty old phone booths till his work was through. Then nothing to do but go home. Superman never made any money. Saving the world from Solomon Grundy. Sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him.
pajama. Want to leave a message, just start talking at the sound of the tone. Hello? This is your mother. Are you there? Are you coming home?
Always love.
your llama. So hold me, mama. So,
which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed, my Japanese is better. And when she's pressed, she will undress, and then she's boxing clever. A friend in need, a friend indeed, a friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test, and we will never sever. Days, dawning, skins, crawling. Days, dawning, skins, crawling. Days, dawning. A friend indeed, a friend who'll tease is better. Our thoughts compressed, which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed, a friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test, and we will never sever.
Better give me something so I don't die.
Jesus and his lawyer are coming.